This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. CCNS and HOPE petition for mandamus from New Mexico Supreme Court. CCNS, in honor of our Pueblo existence, HOPE, filed a verified petition for an original writ of mandamus with the New Mexico Supreme Court about the improper regulation by the Water Quality Control Commission of the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility at Los Alamos National Laboratory. CCNS and HOPE have argued for more than a decade that the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility is legally required to be regulated by the federal and state hazardous waste laws. LANL has admitted that the facility handles, treats, and stores hazardous waste, which means that it is subject to regulation under the hazardous waste laws. But neither LANL nor the Water Quality Control Commission will concede that the facility must be regulated by the hazardous waste laws. The hazardous waste laws are more protective of human health and the environment, including the requirement of a seismic analysis. CCNS and HOPE have opposed the issuance of a groundwater discharge permit, DP 1132, under the Water Quality Act for the facility. The petition for a writ of mandamus asks the New Mexico Supreme Court to order the commission to perform its statutory duty and reverse the permit. LANL has flatly opposed lawful regulation under the State Hazardous Waste Act. LANL even secretly hired two New Mexico Environment Department hearing officers during state proceedings about the unfounded groundwater discharge permit. But under the law, any facility managing hazardous waste must have a Hazardous Waste Act permit. Further, the Water Quality Act contains a specific provision that it, quote, does not apply to any activity or condition subject to the Hazardous Waste Act, end quote. In reality, CCNS and HOPE argue, quote, protection of New Mexico's citizens and communities is undermined by applying the Water Quality Act to the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility instead of the Hazardous Waste Act, which the law requires. The Water Quality Act authorizes regulation of a discharge towards groundwater but cannot regulate a hazardous and radioactive waste treatment facility, end quote. CCNS and HOPE appealed DP 1132 to the Water Quality Control Commission in June. In the following 8 months, the commission has stayed the proceedings, denied any consideration of the prohibition in the Water Quality Act, and ignored the legal rights of CCNS and HOPE. The mandamus petition asks the Supreme Court either to reverse DP 1132 because the New Mexico Water Quality Act does not apply, or alternately, to vacate the commission's stay of all proceedings and to vacate all orders issued by the hearing officer who was hired by LANL. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Be sure to listen to any of our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.